Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: the fair cooperation of the new creature. Chapter 7. The strength of the new creature for righteous cooperation is in the heavenly grace, the love of God, and the Spirit of the Lord. The calling of God to human beings for eternal salvation in Christ Jesus is made to them because of God's righteousness, mercy, and grace. However, also the calling to cooperation with God and the ability to act in it are likewise granted by the Lord's grace, as is also witnessed in the following texts written by Peter and recorded in the Scriptures. 1 Peter 4:10. As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. 1 Peter 1:13. Therefore gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Thus, in addition to the fact that the calling to cooperation that God extends to a Christian as a new creature in Christ Jesus is not imposed but to be voluntarily received, this calling is also not for cooperation to be carried out according to the old nature or the old man. The call that the Lord makes to cooperation is according to His eternal grace, which strengthens His children in everything to be able to carry out the heavenly will and which, according to this same grace, grants them the necessary provisions and gifts to carry out the cooperation to which Christians are called in the Lord. All of God's provision for the calling to cooperation that He extends to those who are new creatures in Him is granted as gifts along with the bestowal of new life in Christ Jesus and together with the granting of the so-called gift of God, which is the bestowal of the Holy Spirit into the heart of everyone who receives Christ Jesus as the Lord of one's life. In Christ Jesus, God calls people to receive the condition of new creatures, but also to receive all the provision according to this new creature that is offered to all human beings by the eternal grace of God. Therefore, what strengthens a Christian as a new creature in Christ Jesus is also new regarding what the Christian knew before receiving the newness of life from the Lord, for this strength is based on the grace, love, and Spirit of the Lord, and no longer on the strength of the flesh and the creation's own understanding about cooperation. Just as the condition of a new creature in Christ Jesus is a provision from God and the heavenly kingdom, so is every provision for a Christian to be able to properly cooperate with the Lord and other people according to the heavenly will, as discussed more fully in the theme Every Good Gift and Every Perfect Gift, which even presents a particular emphasis on the granting of the Holy Spirit to the hearts of those who by the Spirit of the Lord have been made alive in Christ Jesus. Finally, to conclude this subject without returning to the various considerations already made previously and in other themes, we would like to list once again and recall some texts that speak of the generosity of God towards those who receive from Him the condition of a new creature in Christ Jesus so that they too may live and walk in the hope that they, in the Lord, may also have the privilege of being fellow workers of the God Himself who grants them redemption and life in Christ Jesus. Romans 5:5. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. 1 John 4:13. By this we know that we abide in Him, and He in us, because He has given us of His Spirit. Hebrews 13:5-6. Let your conduct be without covetousness, be content with such things as you have. For He Himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, The Lord is my helper, I will not fear. What can man do to me? Philippians 2:12-13. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you both to will and to do for His good pleasure. 1 Peter 5:10. But may the God of all grace, who called us to His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. 2 Corinthians 9, 8. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. Final greetings. Psalms 146, 10. The Lord shall reign forever. Your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord. Revelation 14, 7. Worship Him who made heaven and earth, the sea, and springs of water. The texts narrated in this audio are posted at www.zoominchristianlife.org. Greetings of peace, which is in the Lord Jesus Christ.